following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
Newton in the pocket, pressured and hit, and down he goes!
Von Miller!
He is devoured on the plate!
Von Miller!
Von Miller! The super defense!
The Denver Broncos are world champions.
Who cares?
It'll be interesting to see how Peyton handles this.
I'm going
to
drink a lot of Budweiser tonight.
What's the score?
Give me an F. Give me a C plus. I mean, I don't really. It doesn't matter.
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby.
Romo's got a run out and is hit in the back. Oh, he's hurt. He got bent in half, and Tony Romo's hurt.
Well, what do you think?
We'll go balls out with this.
We don't have time for all that.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
I only can control what I can control. I only can, you know, control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Football's become soft. Football's become soft like our country has become soft.
Dad, I don't know what the hell catch is anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous.
D to the I to the LL to the Y to the ARD. What up, bitch? It's Tilliard here.
He's gonna stick his knuckle in your asshole.
You like that?
That's gay.
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Duh.
My God, we already heard the football.
Take that, motherfucker.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
Dick is up, it's blocked on the turn, picked up by Haley. 25-20, Haley 10-5, touchdown Penn State! And the Nittany Lions electrify Beaver Stadium. They have knocked off second-ranked Ohio State 24-21, and this joint goes wild.
Ah, I was too. Dude,
I hear you over there. I hear that.
Telling you what, you know how they say when your team loses, Pornhub's, you know, spikes in that city? Not here, baby. Not after that one. Of course, it wasn't Pornhub that spiked. It was ESPN. I was just watching that block over and over. I was watching the punt return. I was watching that block. I was watching McSorley. Ah, McSorley. Why don't you get out there and throw another touchdown pass, lad? Throw another bomb there, lad.
How about them Indians, man? You watching this World Series? That's
of course I'm watching this World Series. I'm serious. The world's going to end. The Cubs, the Indians, Donald Trump, everything's going crazy.
The Nittany Lions beating my Buckeyes. Are you kidding me? What the hell's going on?
Well, no, I was kind of making jokes about things that seem impossible.
Oh.
Kick is up. It's blocked. Picked up by Haley. Touchdown,
on.
Penn State.
No, shut up. I don't want to hear it.
And the Nittany Lions electrify Beaver Stadium.
All right, man. All right.
You know, electrifying Beaver Stadium is also something they use in the Exterminator trade when you have a problem with Lars Raven's building damage in the backyard.
All right, I'm Tom, he's John, and it is Bang Radio Hour number 282. If this is the first time you've ever listened to this show, I live in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm a diehard Buckeye fan, and John lives in Maryland, and he's a diehard Penn State fan.
That's right. I'm also a Redskins fan, and he's a god-awful Cowboys fan.
Yeah, right. So how do we do this show together? Well, by doing it in different states. We cannot be right in the same state at the same time, and then Everything's fine. So John's in Maryland, I'm in Ohio, and that's how we do it.
One of these days, that judge that put the restraining order out there will die, and, you know, we can get this 600 miles separation that's necessary. Yeah, it's good.
That was a hell of a show when he gave you that weekend pass, and you came up here, and we did the show together.
That's right. Remember, we had to like exchange prisoners. I had to walk across that big long bridge with all the, you know, with all the freaking barbed wire all over it and everything like that.
And John had to bring his son to stay in the studio and keep an eye on us. Of course, I didn't like the way he was looking at me because he is a Redskins fan like his father. So I was a little, you know, I wasn't quite sure how to take that, but it went off all right. It went away. It was all right.
Yeah, it was a good show. It was a good show.
Kick is up. It's blocked. Picked up by Haley. Touchdown, Penn State.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, baby. And, you know, it's in my dreams at night, man. I've been sleeping smiling.
Whatever. Hey, as long as Ohio State wins out, they'll be in the playoffs.
Yeah, whatever. That was our Super Bowl right there, buddy. That was our BCS championship right there.
That was the perfect storm, man. I mean, you know, blocked
kicks. It was a whiteout.
Blocked kicks are rare. There was three of them. A blocked punt, two blocked field goals, one's a scoop and score. I mean, it was the perfect storm.
There was two muffed punts in the first half. You guys got both of them. As I recall, you got your own back, and then we did one right after that. We made you punt. And then we muffed the punt directly after that, and y'all jumped on it right there. And I think you took that in for a touchdown. But, hey, man, special teams, baby.
Oh, yeah, but then there was a complete bullshit non-call interference. But that's all right. I don't want to whine about the refs. No big deal. All right.
It's too late.
But I will let you hear somebody who does want to whine. This Ohio State Buckeye fan, he goes by the name Josh and C-Bus. He's probably a regular on the Jim Rome show. Josh and C-Bus, you're in the jungle. Have a take and don't suck. You know, I'm sure.
Right.
You know?
Right. I only waited 4.5 hours today, man. It was a good day.
But he calls into the Bill King show.
The Bill King show?
The Bill King show.
I was gonna say, what are they going to do? Take your money away from you? Hey, I got this reverse mortgage for you.
Well, here's the thing. He's here in Columbus, this Josh.
Right.
Have you ever heard of the Bill King show?
No.
No, because it's on WNSR in Nashville.
Okay. All right. See, he said he got tired of waiting to talk to somebody in Columbus. He figured he'd call up a station that would answer his call.
Well, I'm guessing that the local guys here either wouldn't let him on, or he had already been on and just wanted to go somewhere else so he can continue to tell the entire world why he's pissed off.
They did the old radio guy hang up.
Right. You know? Right.
Right. They hang up on you in the middle of your sentence, and then they start talking.
Well, knowing those guys over at the Fan here in Columbus, they probably heard Josh and C-Bus. No. Not talking to him on the air after this loss. No. Right. So he calls. Let me call a sports station in Nashville. Somebody let me on the fucking air. I got a vent.
We'll get somebody totally out of the way.
So here he is on the Bill King show in Nashville, and it kind of starts calm, but it doesn't stay that way.
I don't know what the hell they were doing. How in the hell do you get your best player on the field, your best playmaker, two touches the entire damn night, and he broke one of them for 74 yards? How did that happen? Twice. That's Jesus. It. It's pathetic.
I imagine during that entire rant, The host turned. He let it. There's a button you let out so that the caller can't hear you talking.
Right.
Right. And nobody can hear you talking. But the caller keeps talking. And while the caller's talking, he's screaming at his call screener, going, "Why did you let this guy on?
What did you do this for?" So they hang up on him, and the guy keeps calling. Right. What's his name from C-Bus? Keeps calling around till finally he gets Buenos Dias, WFKR, Mexico City.
God, I'm sure he's already been on the Toledo radio station and the Cleveland radio station and the Cincinnati radio station and the Dayton radio station.
He's probably got them all on his all his top 10 friends on his phone.
He's already hit the original 13 colonies, all the states, and now he's worked his way down to Tennessee.
What's his name? JT the Brick?
JT. All right. Anyway, do we anything else?
And the Nittany Lions electrify Beaver Stadium.
Anything else but that?
You know what? I'm just basking in the glow.
I know
there's really
are.
Nothing else I can. The whole thing for me right now is just listening to how droopy you sound. About the whole.
All right. Damn it.
So there you go. Remember how cocky you were last week talking about the Cowboys? Well,
I wasn't droopy watching your Redskins on Sunday, I'll tell you that.
Hey, that took the sting right on out of that. Damn, you know, the Lions, man, we beat them for 45 straight years, and then we cannot beat them since.
All right, coming up, an angry Jaguars fan, and I'm just glad they're still a Jaguars fan, to be honest.
Hey, they're in London.
Jerry shows London how to party. We got Sunday Night Football giving Donovan McNabb nightmares. Gronk drive, John. Gronk drive.
All right, Gronk drive.
And more, but first let's do this.
Ball down. Ball up. On its way. It is good! The script has been flipped. The season's been saved. Down go the Dirty Birds in Atlanta. And with 9:01 left in overtime, it ends. San Diego 33, Atlanta 30.
The season has been saved. What? They're okay.
For them it is.
Well, come on. I mean, the Chargers are 3-4. They're in last place in the AFC West. They go to Denver this week, and the announcer thinks that because they just beat a non-conference team, that saved the season. If they lose to Denver, that win doesn't mean a damn thing.
No, see, but the thing is, though, they had lost three games in a row prior to beating Denver, right?
Right.
By ridiculous things that happened in the last minute of the game, all right? They kept losing by these ridiculous things. So the coach was on the hot seat. They were talking about firing him. So, yeah, they, you know, for them, the season is saved until this week they get to go to Denver. But, you know, they beat Denver 2 weeks ago, so we'll see what happens. And Atlanta, you know, as much as I always like to try to believe in you, Atlanta, it's like, you know, right now it's like you're the rock climber who's about 500 feet up and you just felt your toe slip a little bit. You know you're going, baby. You're going to hold on, though. But you're going down because it's not going to be the Falcons again.
Dude, I was down to the bitter end in another fantasy league that I'm in. And, you know, Matt Bryant misses that 58-yard field goal at the end of regulation.
Right.
If he makes that, I win. But he missed it, and he didn't get another chance in overtime, and I lost.
That sucks. Last week was one of those weeks where everybody I put in was completely outdone by the people on my bench. If I had to put, like, three guys on my bench in, I'd have won going away, but I didn't.
Yeah, what's going on with the Bruisers? What is that, two losses in a row?
You know, we're a little punchy. That's all.
A little punchy. A little punchy, dog.
Hey, we're the Bruisers. We're coming back hard. We're going to swing some haymakers. Who we got this week? I don't even know.
Who does who have?
Oh, I think... the Stork dude and your son are kicking the shit out of the division. And they're beating every... I mean, I think they've got the best two records in the league, so they're rolling.
Well, I'm right there with them. I got three high scores of the week already.
Shit, I took a beating last week on everything, my picks and everything. I was wrong on everything.
All right. So anyway, I just thought that was interesting that he thought a non-conference win to get to 3-4 and you're in last place in the division, that saved your season. I just thought that was funny.
You know what I think's interesting, though? Blocking a field goal in the fourth quarter to beat Ohio State when you're at home in the White House.
Kick is up, it's blocked! Oh, picked Christ. Up by Haley! Touchdown, Penn State!
All right.
Oh, it's Haley's comment. Right.
God. I never rub it in on you like this.
Okay. All right, well, you know, well, now you're learning how.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the game that made me smile, and that was... Dude, I'm going to say this right now. Matthew Stafford has become an elite quarterback.
Yeah, he is. He's doing really well without the big Megatron. I mean, you know, and he's not getting hurt. The Redskins played a pretty good game defensively against them. They sacked him three times. You know, what are you going to do? You got to play the full freaking game.
I think losing Megatron might be the best thing that ever happened to him. Because he has to go through his progressions. He can't just throw it up. He doesn't have somebody he can throw it up to in triple coverage.
Right. Those are nice things when you're a rookie. It's like a diaper.
Right.
You
know. Right.
Right. He's going to take care of you. No problem.
But you know, you see when he's got a healthy Theo Riddick, you see how he's finding Theo Riddick, and he's getting the tight end going. He's and both top receivers now are really on it with Marvin and Golden Tate. You know, they're both getting theirs now.
Yeah, I saw that all. I saw it all. I saw every goddamn minute of it, especially that last fucking minute. When within 1 minute, I watched Kirk Cousins run a 21-yard read option and score, and then I watched frickin' Stafford go right down the goddamn field.
You like that? You like that?
He's playing well, you know, but that day, look, Matt Jones fumbling three fucking times, fumbled one into the goddamn end zone. Oh, my God. You know what happened to him this week? Dude, he come up with a mysterious knee ailment on Wednesday and hasn't dressed since. He's not playing on Sunday.
I saw that. So who gets the start, Thompson or Rob Kelly?
Robert Kelly.
He is starting.
He will start, I'm sure. I mean, I can't say for 100%, but Robert Kelly should start the game because Thompson is great as a change of pace back. He's really quick. Those damn sweeps he runs are great. But I don't see him as your every down, you know, your bell cow back. You'll see a split between the two of them. But the other thing that Matt Jones did, aside from fumbling now for the sixth time this season, after the game, he saw that the Eagles beat the Vikings and tweeted out, "There's my boys, way to go," and he's an Eagle fan. So you don't fucking tweet out that shit after you just fumbled away the football game, you fuck.
You know what that's called? You're cut.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. Wednesday, suddenly he had a knee injury and didn't dress ever since.
I'm not going to rip on him too bad. I know the fumbles are not good, but he has run really well the past few games.
Yeah, you know what? It's because they feed it to him a little bit, and they've gotten some good blocks for him. But really, honestly,
well, you
got to
have good blocks. Do you think? Look at Dallas's line; they're blocking like crazy for Zeke, man.
Well, right, but you know what Zeke does? He puts his foot in the ground, he hits that hole, and he's through.
Yeah.
What this clown does? He has 240 pounds behind his pads, and he doesn't run. He freaking hop skips. He does that goddamn split step stop where he wants to hop. Last week he fumbled because he did it before he even got the ball.
Well, I think, I think if Rob Kelly gets to start for the Redskins, he won't look back.
Well, I'll tell you, you know who's starting him in the the Bruisers are starting him, baby. The Bruisers have put him in the game.
All right.
I'll tell you what, Tom. This is the first time I've gotten this stupid on this show, and you know,
this
a long time
stupid? Listening. What do you mean by that? You picked the Redskins to go to the NFC Championship this year. What are you talking about?
Hey, we both picked the Texans, so I don't want. there was some gas coming into the studio that day.
Texans are on the rebound.
Oh yeah, right. meaning they're bouncing off the rim, filled with freaking air.
Brock Suckweiler.
Oh my God, that dude freaking! What? I bet you he's walking away with everybody's ATM pin number. They're all their goddamn purses and wallets and everything. He's got everybody's watch. Holy shit, he robbed that team. Anyway, I was going to say, you longtime listeners know I can get pretty damn stupid. So I'm going to get very stupid now. And Tom, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm picking the Browns to win this week outright over the New York stinking Jets.
Really?
Really? You watch. Terrell Pryor is going to take Revis Island, and he's going to go all freaking global warming on his ass and swamp that bitch.
Really?
Yep. I'm picking them. They got to win sometime, and the Jets stink.
No, they don't have to win.
I don't know.
They don't have to win. Hey, you know, again, I've been listening to past podcasts. The 2008 season, us counting down the Lions' losses, man, and all of those clips of Rod Marinelli. I mean, dude, it was priceless.
Dude, you know what was funny last week? I was watching highlights of the damn Bengals and Browns game. For one thing, everything in that game is the same effing color. Both of them have the same color on their jerseys, the helmets, the field, the freaking all the designs on the field, the designs in the end zone. When AJ Green made that catch, I had no idea who was what down there. On the Hail Mary, the only thing I saw, honestly, was his hand come out of the bottom of that thing and snag that ball. That was amazing. But here's what I noticed watching those highlights. Every time the Bengals scored, which was a lot, the linebackers do like this, aw shucks, with their hands. They all go, oh, darn, another one.
The guys are trying as hard as they can.
And gosh, it gets to them when those fellas get into the end zone. Oh, darn it, we almost had them.
It's being planned exactly like I wanted.
We were so close, we did our best.
I won't go in your tank. You got a tank, you're in the tank, I will not join you.
Oh, my God. So I have a feeling that more people are going to stay home to watch the Indians or wait to the game on Sunday night. They're going to tailgate for the Indians instead of go see the Browns.
Well, they'll tailgate at the Browns game.
Are the Browns in home this? Where's the Indians game this week or Sunday?
Oh no, it's in Chicago. Weekend? Yeah, it's in Chicago. Yeah, and it'll be on Sunday night, so people go to the Browns game can still see it. Because, like I said, the Browns aren't allowed to play after. They're only allowed to play at 1 o'clock on Sundays.
That's it. That's all right. If we've got to have you, that's the plot. That's where you're going to go. Although, you know, they're bad enough to get on Thursday Night Football, maybe.
I hope the Indians win it. I don't know. You know, you had the Cavaliers. I mean, Cleveland hadn't had a championship forever. They get the Cavs. Oh, Stipe Miocic, heavyweight champion of the UFC. He's in Cleveland. And
say that name again.
And Stipe Miocic. That's how you say his name.
You're in radio in Ohio. They make you say that thing like 100 times before they'll let you get on the air, don't they?
Oh, no, I butchered it the first couple times I said it. Are you kidding me?
It almost sounds like the word butcher, so you can really kind of almost get away with it.
Stipe Miocic, but he's awesome, heavyweight champ in the UFC, and he's from Cleveland. And it's funny because I believe the Cavs won like a week or two after Stipe won. And then now you got the Indians could win, And right. It's almost like, well, not the Browns. You know, God has stepped in and said, I'll give you these guys. Here's three champions, but no Browns. It's just not believable or something. I don't know.
Don't blame me for this mess, Tom.
Oh, God. God, what is wrong with the Browns?
I am not taking the blame for this one. Absolutely not. No way. This is global warming. I tried to warn you. I sent my disciple Al Gore down there to warn you, and all of you laughed at him. You made cartoons about him. Well, now look what you've done. The weather's going crazy. Gays are getting married. Prince died. Cleveland is a winning city. My God, even the Cubs are in the World Series.
But not the Browns.
So help me if you don't knock it off. The Browns might actually get somewhere someday. Donald Trump will be in the White House, and the Eagles will win a Super Bowl.
Well, how's it my fault?
You have been warned!
Is he gone? I don't see him. Where'd he go?
Sure. I don't know. I don't believe in him, so he never even shows up to me. I always wonder who the fuck you're talking to. I have something happened to the lights as far as I'm concerned.
Wow. Wow.
God damn, we haven't had God on the show in a while. No. That's all right. It's nice to see him stop and by.
Hey, it takes like an earth-shattering event to get him to show up. And like he said, Cleveland's a winning city all of a sudden.
The Cubs are in the World Series.
That's crazy.
And they're going to win it.
Oh, you know what? I got to tell you something about that coming up in the second half of the show. You're going to love this. It's crazy, some of the things I'm going to tell you about regarding this World Series. But I did want to mention this is amazing. There's this clip of this angry Jaguars fan. Like I said, I'm just glad there's still a Jaguars fan. But this guy, he's so mad. And it's funny because, you know, the Jags, this rant was after the Raiders game from Sunday.
Right, right. And they have since gotten the shit kicked out of them by the Titans while they were wearing their Golden's Mustard advertising uniforms.
Right, except for in the fourth quarter, then they, you know, Bortles all of a sudden's a Pro Bowler. Of course, you know, I mean, come on, the Titans defense had relaxed at that point. But here's the thing. When you listen to
they
this,
went home. Dude, they were having a soda.
The first like 30, 40 seconds of this, you would not know which game he was talking about if we didn't tell you. But he is talking about the Raiders game, and you'll understand if you know what happened in the Jags-Titans game. You know, what was it?
You could put this with any of them, really.
Yeah, it was
with any of them. They really have taken five steps backwards.
What was it? It was like 34-0 at some point, right, Titans?
It was really bad. It was 34-0. And the funny thing that I do want to point out is that a few minutes ago you said Raiders defense.
Well, they had one against the Jags.
Right. Well, the Jaguars won in London, so they're in front of their home crowd, or soon to be home crowd.
Right.
So that's pretty good. Hey, you know what? Real quick about the Jags. All right. We've been talking about ratings and everything like that and all this stuff. So check it out, man. There's been 25 Sunday night, Thursday night, or Monday night football games so far this year.
Okay.
13 of them have had AFC goddamn stinking South teams, and 4 of them have had Bears.
Oh, wow.
I know. The Bears are on frickin' national TV again this week.
All right. Well, here, I want to play this Jaguars fan for you.
I'm sorry. It was 9-4. Nine AFC South games and 4 Bears games.
Okay. So. All right. Well, here, listen to this Jaguars fan.
Fuck! What the fuck?
Wait. Did you hear that?
I heard it, but first off, it sounded like somebody falling down the steps. Sounded like the Three Stooges were smacking around in there.
Hey, what are you? Hey, stop it! Leave him alone.
Hey, wise guy.
Wait, no, but this.
What?
Hold on, we got a new one. We got us a new one. Here we go.
What?
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 Yeah, he fits. That's perfect. That's great. We got a new one.
I'm going to call this dude Greasy Fat Guy.
Call him what?
Greasy Fat Guy.
What?
I've seen this guy's video, all right? And he is a Greasy Fat Jaguars fan wearing one of those Color Rush stupid goddamn uniform jerseys. It's ridiculous. He's in his mother's basement. Absolutely.
What?
yell at me, buddy.
All right, here we go.
What the fuck was that? Are you fucking kidding me, Jaguars? That has to be the most shit-tastic fucking game I've ever...
The most shit-tastic? What the
shit-tastic? It's one of the worst kind of birthdays you ever want to have.
The most shit-tastic fucking game I've ever seen in my life. And that's pretty bad considering we got blown out 37-17 by the fucking Chargers in week two. Oh my fucking God. Three quarters of shit football and then you make a half-ass attempt to come back at the end and get ass raped by the fucking Oakland Raiders.
That up to where he said shit. Raiders.
The Raiders talked all fucking week, especially the ones on YouTube, all the time they ran our mouth saying they're going to blow us out, and then you just fucking proved them right.
Oh! Well, goddamn. Now, why didn't you tell them that they were playing for the pride of you YouTube argue video guy makers or video maker guys? Jeez, I got my words all mixed up.
If you, these people, man, they are, I guess I'm just not watching it. I don't have time, but there must be a lot of YouTube wars going on.
And look, man, the Raiders fans were proven right. The Jaguars, they stink, obviously, because the Raiders fans on YouTube were saying so. And the Jaguars went ahead and proved them right just to fucking get this guy's goat.
This game was a fucking abomination to the Jaguars organization. Here, Blake Bortles. I defend the guy every fucking week, but there's no defending him this week.
No defense.
Of course, it's not all his fault. He has a coaching staff that's fucking horrible, an O-line that played like ass today, and on top of that, he's throwing the ball to Allen Robinson, who's supposed to be a fucking all-pro, but can't catch herpes in a fucking whorehouse.
Now, John, those girls get tested every week. There's no herpes in the whorehouses. They would be out of business.
They would be out of business. You can't run a business that way. And by the way, for any of you Raiders YouTube guys, make sure you tell this guy that this sounded like a fucktabulous time. He's having a ball in there. He can barely say his words.
I don't even know what to say. I can't.
I don't even know what to say.
You know, you don't know what to say. I'm sorry. I don't even know what to say anymore. I already said shit-tastic. That's like the extent of my vocabulary. I like how he says a half a word half the time. He gets so choked up about stuff that he says a half a word, and he'll get going about something about the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Raider, God, I've been defending the guy. You know, I've been defending the guy. I've been writing him letters every goddamn 5 minutes. I call his cell phone all the time. He's like, seriously, he's like the psychotic chick.
I don't even know what to say. I can't think of anything.
Wait a minute.
That's not a shock. That he can't think of anything positive to say at all.
Wait, listen.
I can't believe it.
I don't even know what to say. I can't think of anything.
Wait.
Say, I can't think of anything positive.
I can't believe it.
Say, I can't think of anything positive.
I can't believe it.
Say, I can't think of anything positive. Oh. And on top of that, on a play we're down 10 with 4 minutes left when there's like a small smidge glimmer of hope, or oh shit, maybe the Jaguars can pull it out. Maybe they can. Maybe there's a chance.
Maybe there's a chance.
Wait.
Maybe there's a chance.
That's the Browns mantra.
Maybe there's a chance. Maybe there's a chance.
Oh my God!
They're trying so hard. There's a chance this week, baby. The Harvard Horror is stepping on the field. He's going to throw the Browns a ball.
Maybe there's a chance.
They just got to catch it. Take it away from them. They're going to give you chances.
Maybe there's a chance.
Oh, that is so funny.
This dude is immortal now.
All right. God, I hope we're as funny to the listeners as we are to ourselves.
Well, Tom, maybe there's a chance.
Maybe there's a chance
that they might think so.
All right, here we go. Let's continue.
You give up a 30-yard run to the fucking punter! The punter! The punter!
The Raiders. Jack Del Rio is a freaking Buccaneers. He's not a Buccaneer, but that, he's a pirate. He really is a pirate.
The punter!
He's on the sidelines with a parrot on his shoulder. Arr, fuck it, give it to the punter.
The punter!
Go get the Blake Bortles and take all of his gold.
Maybe there's a chance.
Not when Randolph Scott has you in his sights, he. Old Jackie Del Rio is coming aboard.
Wow. All right, hold on. Let's go here. Come on.
We cannot win at Everbank Field to save our fucking lives right now. You win in London. You win in Chicago. You give us a glimmer of hope. We're coming back to play the Raiders. A winnable game, even though it's a tough team to show, hey, maybe we're not ass. But then we get fucking dick teased as usual.
Dick teased.
I don't even know what the fuck to say right now.
Get dick teased. I might get laid after the game. Maybe there's a chance. Oh, hell, my face is hurting this time.
What?
Oh, shit.
I don't even know what the fuck to say right now.
How about fucktacular?
Wait, he said, what'd he say?
Maybe we're not ass.
Maybe we're not ass. What?
Maybe it's like listening to Phil Sims after he was like, you know, he's had a couple of drinks.
Maybe there's a chance.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
I can't even say anything to make that funnier. That's goddamn hilarious.
Wow.
And then his mother comes down the steps. God damn it, Sylvester. Why don't you get a job?
I don't even know what the fuck to say right now.
How about say you're going to move out, you freaking 23-year-old loser? Although he can't be in his mom's basement, he lives in Jacksonville. If they had a basement, it would be called a sinkhole.
Oh, wait, I've got an obligatory weekly Bill Belichick clip for us.
Who'd they beat last week? Oh, the Steelers, that's right. They waltzed into Pittsburgh, yeah, but Big Ben.
And here's what Belichick said after the game.
This is a tough place to play. You know, I have a lot of respect for the Steelers, Coach Tomlin, that entire football team. They're tough. They compete really hard. They've got a lot of good players. They're big. They're fast. Fortunately, we made a few more plays than Pittsburgh did today.
They're big. They're fast.
Can you hear the reverse beeping for the trucks? What is he, on the loading dock?
This is a tough place to play. You know, I have a lot of respect for the Steelers. Coach Tomlin, that entire football team, they're tough. They compete really hard. They got a lot of good players. They're big. They're fast. Fortunately, we made a few more plays than Pittsburgh did today.
Coach Tomlin, his wife Susie, his lovely children, the people of Pittsburgh, really good. Look, they're big. They're tough. They're handsome. They're good hygiene. You almost see never any food stuck in their teeth. Omar Epps got a good new movie coming out there. Looks pretty funny. Had a nice dinner after the game. You know, wanted to stay in Pittsburgh for a while, but I figured, yeah, you know, once I kick your ass, I'm on to the next city.
So we're going to call Jerry Jones. I'm going to tell you why. Are you ready to move on to that yet?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So the league has new restrictions on teams posting videos and GIFs. Do you say GIFs or GIFs? What do you say?
The guy who invented it says it's GIF, but I call it a GIF.
That's what I thought.
Right, but GIF is peanut butter.
Right.
GIF is peanut butter, right? So it's a GIF.
All right. I agree. All right, so videos and GIFs of game highlights. So posting game highlights on social media while games are still in progress, the league doesn't want teams doing that.
What the...
Well,
I don't understand their reasoning behind any.
What is it usually about? What is
money, of course.
Of course.
So what?
Well, several teams disagree with this, and some of them just ignore it. They're, you know, like, yeah. You know, F you, we're going to do what we want. This is our team, and these are our highlights.
And it's their league, for God's sakes. And you know what? Some of them do other things that I think are funny.
Right.
Yeah. Like they've got a little mini Jameis Winston now that's going to be on a green screen doing all kinds of shit.
Well, I can see Dallas following suit because Jerry Jones strongly disagrees with this. And, you know, Jerry, he believes in promote, promote, promote. And
absolutely.
So, you know, and we're talking about posting a touchdown highlight clip on Twitter, you know, like after it happens. What big fucking deal?
Right. A 20-second thing that you could honestly, you could sell a 5-second ad or even it's Twitter. It's a micro blog, right? You could sell a 2-second Snickers ad. Somebody comes on and goes, Snickers, and then show the touchdown.
Right. Want to get away?
Right,
you know
exactly, exactly, and then point to the defensive, point to that Browns defensive back that's going to go, oh darn,
well, yeah.
Got it again.
Right, you know, you could have the highlight of the touchdown with the focus on the defensive back that got burnt,
right,
and then he turns around and it freezes, the screen freezes and Snickers pops up and says, "Want to get away?"
Shit, man, let's just go one further and call it in the play so that he turns around and looks at a camera that's already placed at that point on the field and says it. Why not?
I know. And you know what? That and everything else is going through Goodale's head, you know?
I know. You know, I think that KFC football helmet car that comes out and picks that dude up in those commercials looks pretty good. Looks like a bucket of chicken.
Right. Well, Jerry Jones is pissed off. I mean, he says highlights are, like I said, they're theirs. It's content generated by the league's individual teams and are subject to whatever those teams prefer to do with them. And Jerry also pointed out the hypocrisy of the league being able to post highlights on its social media feeds, but not letting individual teams do it, you know. And so Jonathan Kraft, there was a meeting that they were discussing this, and that's when Jerry voiced his opposition to this restriction. Well, Jonathan Kraft, the New England's president,
Kraft,
little Bobby.
You have to put your lower jaw out further when you say his name, Jonathan Kraft.
Well, he's the co-chairman of the NFL's digital media committee, so he took real exception because he felt like Jerry was basically attacking him.
He's picking on me, Dad.
Hey, you leave my fucking kid alone or I'll come over there and I'll pop you one.
They got into it and Kraft ended up, he was so mad he got up and walked out of the meeting.
Oh my God, I can't believe he said that to me.
So,
oh my God.
I think we need, and Jerry was in London. Jerry was in London this week, so I want to ask him about that, too.
Yeah, that's what I heard on the radio, that they said when the Redskins team landed, not the team, but when the FO and all the media people went over earlier in the week, when they landed, his jet was there.
Hmm. All right, well, we'll find out. So let's call him up, see what is going on with Jerry Jones. He's, you know, it's Jerry, man. He's everywhere.
He's a man about the planet.
Hello.
Jerry Jones, John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour.
Well, how you doing there, boys? It's good to talk to you. Just coming off a bye week, getting ready to go out there and beat up on those goddamn Philadelphia.
Oh, I love it, Jerry. You know, I'm doing great. John over here, you know, he's a Redskins fan, you know. So,
well, you know, I tell you what, the best thing about being a Redskins fan is he's happy all the time. He ain't got much brain in there, so he's just going to sit around and smile.
Well, Jerry, I'm so happy to talk to you this week. We understand that you were across the pond tearing up the streets of London with the Redskins brass. What was that about?
Well, I got to tell you. See, we like to play a game on bye weeks, you know. Me and some of my buddies, we get in the jet, and then we do a whole mess of peyote, and we drink a bunch of Jim Beam. And then when we land, we take bets on who's going to figure out where we is first. So we ended up in London. Somebody said Big Ben, and I yelled Pittsburgh, and oh, shit, well, I lost $10,000. Anyway, we went to this pub, and next thing you know, hey, there's old Dan Snyder. So I was giving him tips on how to beat the no-account Bengals.
Yeah, you and Danny get along pretty well, don't you? You guys have a good time together.
Well, I mean, you know, you'd think so. But I honestly wouldn't give him any tips on how to beat anything. I wouldn't help that little pipsqueak out of a burning paper bag. But I'll tell you what, Tom, he does know how to turn a dollar. He can make some money. And he's a sucker for picking up the check.
Did you see him, what they let Matthew Stafford do to him at the end of that game?
Matthew Stafford, you know, I'll tell you what, Dan, he feels that so deep in his soul that it almost makes him bleed anally when a freaking loss happens to him like that.
Well, now, Jerry, there was an owners' meeting last week, and I wanted to ask you, I heard something. I wanted to see if this was true.
Okay.
One of the topics was social media. I guess now the league's telling you that you can't show highlight videos, you know, on social media while games are in progress, and we heard that – you and some of the other owners, you don't like the rule. In fact, you refuse to abide by it. But that you and Jonathan Kraft got into a big fight over it, and he walked out. Is that all true?
That's all goddamn true. I'm going to tell you right now, Tom, between you and me and the 10 people that listen to your stupid little show, I can't stand them goddamn Krafts. All right?
Okay.
Between you and me, if any opposing owner wants to come to my stadium and listen to or watch my Cowboys whoop up on their team, you know, I try to give them a bit of the Jerry touch. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But every time the Krafts come down here, the goddamn bar is cleaned out. You know, they take every bit of it. Every single goddamn bit of it. 75-year-old bottles of scotch that I put in there for them to sip on. They take a whole damn case of it. I think they bring suitcases to do it.
Oh, way to take advantage.
Hey, that's Bob Kraft. As to the rule, look, I own the goddamn team, and I will damn sure show the videos whenever it damn well pleases me. I got a television that is bigger than Massachusetts, practically, so those goddamn people up in Boston can suck it. And that's what I told that Kraft punk, and he said, "Nah, that videos, they belong to the league." And I told him the league goddamn well belongs to me, too, and if he didn't like it, he could suck my pecker. Well, I'll tell you what, he didn't like that, and he got up like he was going to fight, so I pulled out my pistol, and that's when he stormed out of the room. We do things differently in Texas.
I know you do. I know you do. Well, maybe you guys can settle it in the Super Bowl.
Well, that might be fun to think about, but honestly, the way I feel about the Bob Kraft and his little runt boy that he gave that goddamn job to and he went and did something stupid with it, here's the goddamn idea, boy. Now that you're listening and can't open your yap, when daddy gives you a cushy job, you just sit there and do nothing. You collect the goddamn check. He's going to come in here and start telling me what I can tweet and what I can Facebook. Shit.
Oh, anyway. Jerry. All right.
Now I'm in a bad mood.
Well, then let's move on to the Cowboys.
My favorite subject.
Let's move on to the Cowboys. They have one single loss. They are ripping off win after win, and they're doing it convincingly. Now, obviously, all the talk, I mean, you can't turn on anything without hearing a debate about Tony Romo and Dak Prescott. Now, Tony is not going to play this week, and I'm not against him playing me. As you know, I'm a big Cowboy fan. I just didn't want it to be this week. I didn't want his first game back to be against the Eagles because we win this game, Jerry, and we're in big control.
Well, you know, I think we're in big control anyway. Whether we win this game or not, it doesn't make any difference. And let me tell you something. I do own the Philadelphia Eagles, whether they know it or not.
Well, you know, a month ago, you seemed dead set on Romo getting his job back, but lately you sound like you might have changed your mind.
Well, I'll tell you. I'll be honest with you, Tom. At my age, a month ago is a long time for somebody that drinks as many Red Bull Stolies as I do. All right? Look, I may have figured Tony wasn't going to play, and now maybe I didn't know what I was figuring. So I'm going to do this the American way, because I'm glad you asked, because we're going to have a new promotion. Come Election Day, Cowboy fans can not only go out and decide between Donald Trump and that stupid bitch, they can go down to DallasCowboys.com, and they can vote on who they think should be the starting quarterback come...
Jerry.
Hey, that's the way it's got to be done, Tom. Get on out there and vote, Cowboys fans. The decision is in your hands.
Oh, jeez.
Who's it going to be? Tony or Dak? Come on. The Cowboy fans are going to decide.
Well, if Romo is going to come back, he should do it the next week, because after the Eagles, the Cowboys play the Browns.
Yeah, they're like pudding. But you know what, Tom? I'll tell you what. Again, but between you and me and the hole in the wall that y'all do this show from, I said this is going to be done the American way, which means I'm in charge and it's already been decided. But we got to have this show for the peasants. All right, so everybody get on out to DallasCowboys.com and vote for your favorite.
All right, Jerry. Take care. Go Cowboys.
I'm going to go somewhere. They already got the jet all warmed up and they got us some new mescaline.
Radio.
Any time that I can get back to that glory hole, then that's a happy day for me.
But all we kept talking about,
glory hole days.
Well, it passed you by.
Glory hole days.
And the work of the young girls.
Glory hole days.
Glory hole.
Glory hole. I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it wasn't. I want me some glory hole.
Help
you?
VOTech.
VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
I'd like to do something called baseball and football, and it, thank you. That's nice. Because these two activities are so much a part of us, and yet they're so different. Baseball is pastoral, 19th century. Football is technological, 20th century. Baseball is played on a diamond in a park, the baseball park. Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium, War Memorial Stadium. In baseball, you wear a cap. In football, you wear a helmet. Baseball has a seventh inning stretch. Football has a 2-minute warning. Baseball has no time limit. We don't know when it's going to end. We might have extra innings. Football is rigidly timed, and it will end even if we have to go to sudden death. Football is based on downs. What down is it? Baseball is based on ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up. In football, you get a penalty. In baseball, you make an error. Whoops. In baseball, in the stands, there's kind of a picnic feeling, you know? Emotions may run high, but there's not that much unpleasantness. In football, in the stands, you can be sure that at least 27 times during the game, you were capable of taking the life of a fellow human being. Preferably a stranger. And to sum this up, the object of the game is quite different. The object of the game in football is for the quarterback, otherwise known as the field general, to be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy in spite of the blitz, even if he has to use the shotgun. With short bullet passes and long bombs, he marches his troops into enemy territory, balancing this aerial assault with a sustained ground attack which punches holes in the forward wall of the enemy's defensive line. In baseball, the object is to go home. Ta-da!
Oh, baby, la-ba-dee-la. La,
hey, it's Billy Gardell from Mike and Molly, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Launches it far side into the end zone, where it is batted down incomplete. And the game ends in a 6-6 tie. You went from thinking the Cardinals were going to definitely win it to then definitely lose it, and we end tied at 6.
Unbelievable. Just cannot believe what we've just seen here.
Can't imagine, John, why we are having some bad primetime game TV ratings. That is your Sunday night game, a 6-6 tie.
A 6-6 tie, but in all honesty, that one you can't blame on the schedule makers doing too much crack while they're making the schedule.
No.
Because that one looked like a damn good matchup no matter when you put it up until the night you put it up.
Right. Yeah, just,
I mean, it was a good defensive game.
There was some great defense in that game. That was the thing, because I love a good defensive war, man. I love that chess match, and that's what it was. I just wish there could have been a touchdown scored somewhere, not because I needed to see scoring, but just... I needed a winner. I wanted a winner. I feel bad for Donovan McNabb.
I've never been a part of a tie. I never even knew that was in the rule book.
Did you miss anyone's ever?
Well, when the play was called, I kind of figured that I guess there's ties in the NFL. So, I didn't know that.
It was like another overtime.
Yeah, in college there's multiple overtimes. I mean, high school and Pop Warner. I never knew in the professional ranks that it would kind of end that way. I'd hate to see what happens in a Super Bowl, or hate to see what happens in the playoffs.
Well, they wouldn't have a tie, Donovan. I will never get tired of that clip.
He lives in Arizona too, so you know he was up watching. But he wasn't at a bar because the thing that he has to wear on his ankle from the last time he went to the bar would not let him out of his house. That's right. For the next 18 months, I'll be just staying home.
13-year NFL vet. Super Bowl participant.
Now, Bruce Arians was all pissed up because he thought somebody was leaping. Somebody leapt over the center, and he didn't like it. And I didn't really see where that he really altered the trajectory of the ball.
Well, again, there's been some great football at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock on Sundays, but it's just the primetime games have been terrible, man.
They are terrible. And, you know, that's the thing. That's why I brought that up right before we talked about the Texans. Or whoever it was. Oh, the Jaguars. Jesus Christ, that's how bad they are. The AFC South, who gives a fuck? There's like, of all the divisions in the NFL, which ones do you think have the most popularity, most Q rating, biggest ratings, all that? They've had those teams on there, but they've had 13 out of 25 games have featured AFC South teams or the Bears. The Bears!
Yeah.
How did they look at last year's schedule and go, hey, you know, people are going to want to see the Bears? For four times in six freaking weeks.
I don't know, man.
Bears.
I don't know. But I do know that Gronk drive, John.
Gronk does drive.
Gronk drive. Gronk drive. Gronk was posing as a Lyft driver, which is what I got almost.
It's like Uber.
Uber, you know. Yeah. That's what I was like. Yeah. What do we have? What's the other one? Uber. So there's Uber, there's Lyft, and it's the same thing.
Over our UK fans were thinking, he operates an elevator. What?
But Gronkowski's not telling the people. He just brings up the Patriots and starts talking about the Patriots. And if I were in the car, I would know it was him.
I would know it was him, too. And if I didn't know it was him, I would be very threatened. Because while he talks, he uses his right hand, which is right over there by the person sitting next to him. And honest to God, Tom, his hands are fucking huge.
Oh, they're frying pans.
Dude, he could squish your head.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd be like, damn, dude, look at those mitts.
But here he's talking to this one, he's got a fare, somebody, a cab fare. He's got somebody in the back seat, and he's going on and on about the players on the team that he loves.
Well, it must feel really great to just, I mean, like, you know all the players.
I can name everyone. Like, yeah. Danny Amendola, Julie Edelman, Chris Hogan, David Andrews, center. No one knows the centers. I know them all.
I don't even know what a center is.
I'm the biggest fan ever.
She says, I don't even know what a center is.
Yeah, she's the big, fat, ugly woman that got in the car and said, I don't know anything about football when he tried to bring it up. And now he sounds like a six-year-old kid. I know them all. I can name them all.
Well, I think that's what he was trying to do. I think that's what he was going for.
Good, because it's what it sounded
but
like.
But this is great. He's about to get, another girl's about to get in the car, and he's outside the car, and before he gets in, he farts.
Oh, no, he's in the car.
Oh, I thought.
He's in the car. He hotboxes the shit out of this woman.
Okay.
She was coming down to get in. It was that the same fat, ugly woman that didn't know anything about football. This is right before she gets in.
Wait, did you hear it?
He's a virgin, you can tell.
I just farted. It doesn't even smell. Whew.
Liar.
That'll have been dangerous.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
You'd have to Google it up, Lyft driver Gronk, and you'll find it.
Yeah, I think this is a different girl, though.
No, that's the same fat ugly one, the one right there that was just getting in the car after he farts. But then this is a different girl.
Okay, the one he's talking about always having a crush on Tom Brady, too.
Oh, yeah,
girl.
Okay, that's a different girl. That one I think he's actually trying to pick up on.
Yeah, listen to this.
The one guy I want to meet is Tom Brady.
Yeah, but he's married, so he's like off limits, you know?
I mean, I'm not trying to get with him.
Right.
I mean, I just want to meet him.
I'm not Gronk, not homo.
What do you think about his new haircut?
He looks like he's like 20.
I want to know what he puts on his skin. What is it?
Oh, man, I swear. He probably puts this lotion on all the time after he showers. I should have went there. No.
What, you can't stop thinking about him putting lotion on his body?
Oh, I've always had a man crush on him.
I get it. See, he's got girls who don't recognize him. That's
funny. Gronk not homo. No make fun Gronk make homo joke. Gronk not homo. Gronk leading on to make joke. Girl like Gronk. Gronk hang out with porn stars on ship. Gronk no homo for Tom Brady. Gronk just make funny for camera. You lucky. Gronk fart for other woman. Gronk think you cute, so Gronk does not fart for you.
Oh, jeez.
I know. He is a big meathead, though, but he seems to be having fun. And I wouldn't call him that to his face because, for one, his face is about 9 feet up in the air. And two, his hands, my God, they could crush your freaking head. Like a tomato.
We got to talk about the World Series. We have to.
Got to.
Yeah. We have to.
Got to. Yeah, I mean, well, you know, the Cubs are in the World Series, for crying out loud. That's something none of us have ever said.
No, we've never seen that before.
None of us.
Well, I haven't. There's somebody alive. I mean, there are people who have seen it. Haven't seen them win it, but they've seen them in it.
When was the last time they were in it?
1945.
Oh, all right. So, yeah, there's a...
Yeah.
Jesus, if you were old enough to have seen that... I mean, you know, people were born in 1945 or 71 years old. So, if you were old enough to see that, you're in your 80s at least.
There was a guy who went to the game when he was a kid. He's, you know.
Me and my friend Stinky and my other friend Boo, we saw him bunt for a home run.
Well, I saw him, and then now his grandson is taking him now to the World Series. So that was kind of cool. But
he's going
to
be like,
when did they start letting the coloreds play?
Jesus.
What the hell?
So when they were in the playoffs in the league championship series, you know how in Chicago they always get some celebrity to come up and sing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game," the seventh inning stretch,
right.
And so they got Scottie Pippen, you know, who played for the Bulls.
Oh yeah,
and he is not good, John. He is not.
Imagine that. He needs Michael Jordan standing next to him to be able to sing the song. There you go. There's my one NBA joke for the year.
Well, here he is.
Take me out to the ball.
Jesus Christ.
Take me out to the ball.
Ball.
I don't care if I'm. Never come back, Doris. Who broke for the Cubbies? Yeah! They don't win, it's a shame. Why is one, two, three strikes, you're out at the ball game? Let's go, Cubbies!
He is so bad. I like when he forgets the words there.
I don't care if I'm...
That's not him. I think somebody comes in and helps him. I think there's a second person there.
Oh my God.
I don't care if I've had a few.
Well, I thought they had a teleprompter in case they, you know, needed the words. I thought there was, but maybe not.
He was looking the other way. Honestly, he sounds like he's completely loaded. I believe somebody did step in for him.
Man, that was really bad. That was really bad.
These people listen to Harry Carey sing it for 80 years. They don't give a shit.
Okay, so it's Friday, and we're almost done with the podcast, and the Indians and the Cubs are about to play Game 3. They're tied at a game each right now as we speak with... Game 3 starting in Chicago here in about 9 minutes. 9 minutes.
Yeah, there you go. Joe Buck is going to start his love affair with, what's that guy's name for the Cubs that he's really loving right now? I can't even remember his name. Schwarber. Schwarber. Joe Buck. I want to get down. I think I'd like to. Maybe Troy can Schwarber my ball sack.
Maybe there's a chance.
Tell you what, though, dude, that dude Schwarber is a freaking story, man. He had two torn freaking knee ligaments in April. And somebody said, "You'll never play in the World Series, Schwabba." And he looked at him and said,
"Maybe there's a chance."
And Joe Buck said, "There, I think there is a chance."
Oh, no.
"Yes, Virginia, there is a Schwarber clause." well, it's a good World Series, actually. It's been fun to watch.
You remember what the best thing to ever come out of baseball is, right?
Shit. that's a big freaking question. Go ahead, tell me.
This.
What's going to happen is that you jerk off the ball. Oh, almost want right. to let this guy here jam you, and if it comes, it comes.
Gary Matthews on the that's Phillies right. radio network.
That's right. You know, if I said that on Fox, they wouldn't let me. You know, it's hard enough when I'm watching the game here and I have to say, Schwarber fisted it.
All right, so as I said, the Cubs are in the World Series for the first time since 1945. And the Indians, they last won a title in 1948. They got all the way to Game 7 and an out when Jose Mesa, when he blew the World Series.
Yep.
Just a
Jose Mesa was an Orioles reliever, and I was relieved to see him go.
Yeah, he'd relieve you all right. Jesus. but the Cubs last won the World Series in 1908, so 40 years before the Indians. That's 108 years ago. That's a long goddamn time.
40 years before the Indians was like the dinosaurs.
108 years, man.
Oh, shit.
There's like four people that could have even been alive on his planet when that happened.
You know, you probably could count on one hand the number of people that are still left.
Yeah,
on the planet.
That's what I said. There's four.
And each one of them will go, "You know, my secret is I smoke a cigar and eat a plate of bacon every day."
Well, I don't know. Over like in Tibet, aren't there some monks that might be 120 or something like that?
They might be 62. Who the fuck knows?
I was born in the year of the raccoon.
What the fuck? What year was that?
I want to talk about some things that have happened since the Cubs last won a World Series.
Jesus Christ, practically everything but Jesus. That's what happened.
Yeah, but there's some specific things I want to talk about. For example, when the Cubs won the World Series, there were only 46 states.
Oh my God.
Because Arizona and New Mexico didn't join until 1912, and Alaska and Hawaii, well, that was 1959. But
I don't even think they discovered Alaska by then.
18 different presidents have been elected.
Right.
And 11 amendments have been added to the Constitution.
You know, of those 18 presidents that were elected, 17 of the elections were rigged. I happen to know it for a fact. Alex Jones told me, in between crying about the fish man that he saw.
USA! USA!
Well, let's see. When the Cubs won the World Series, the Eiffel Tower was the tallest building in the world.
In the world. Oh, my God.
Now it's not even in the top 100.
I'm sure. Now everybody's looking at it going, it's okay.
It used to be a wonder of the world. Now it is no longer any wonder. Now it is just there. It's rusted.
The tallest buildings in Dubai, it's that Wiz Khalifa. Burj Khalifa or whatever the hell it is.
It's the Mia Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa's like a hip-hop artist.
I know.
You do.
Yeah, I did. I actually did know that, as a matter of fact. It was one of the few pieces of recent pop culture that has penetrated my skull.
All right. When the Cubs won the World Series, consumer radio had not been invented yet.
That's right.
Neither had coffee filters, paper cups, crossword puzzles, bras. There were no bras.
No bras.
When they last won.
It was the golden age time.
Hair dryers. Hearing aids, penicillin. Penicillin had not been invented yet.
Oh my God, really?
Suntan lotion and ballpoint pens. They were still using feathers.
Feathers? Well, what were they using for suntan lotion?
They burned.
My God, who's going to put their skin out there on the beach?
Let's see. They didn't have plastic helmets yet because plastic wasn't invented.
Right. It wasn't invented yet. They had leather helmets.
Right.
Right.
Because
they had invented cows.
It was 40 years, like you made the joke earlier, it was 40 years before Jackie Robinson joined baseball.
Joined baseball?
Yeah.
40 years. 40 years.
Yeah.
Well, boys, we fought the good fight. We almost got away with it.
That's the latest thing that Trump's camp put out.
So Dexter Fowler, when he leads off for the Cubs here in just a few minutes.
Right.
He will be the first African-American to play for the Cubs in a World Series.
That's pretty goddamned awesome.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome. Well, at home, anyway.
Wow.
Right? At home. In Chicago. Because he's already played two games. Unless they went with the all-whiteys.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. In game one, he was. He became. That's right.
Right.
Yeah, this game three. I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, so he. Yeah, well, Dexter Fowler was the first African-American to play for the Cubs in a World Series the other day.
The one old guy in the stands is going to be going, what the hell? Hey!
The Cubs have made seven World Series appearances since they won it, and they lost them all.
They always bring them along. It's like the hard luck kids. They say, everybody, you know, wave up to them. They're up there in Section 305 of the Chicago Cubs. Everybody, give them a wave.
Well, you know, this is all that about the curse of that goat and all that stupid shit. But anyway, let's see. Since the Cubs last won it, the Yankees have won it 27 times.
Yeah, well, fuck the Yankees. I think we can all agree on that.
The NFL, the NBA, the NHL, they did not exist the last time the Cubs won the World Series.
The only reason the NBA exists today is because I just made a joke about him about 10 minutes ago.
Well, see, that made him relevant.
Right.
The Cubs have had 52 managers since they last won. The city of Chicago has won 24 other titles. The White Sox 3, the Bulls 6, the Blackhawks have won 6, the Bears won a Super Bowl.
Right.
And then they had 8 old school championships before the merger, you know, the kind the Eagles count.
Right, yeah. You know, they had the ones back in the day when George Halas had the only pro football team, and he'd show up in town and say, hey, why don't you get 11 of your boys, and we'll get out there, and we'll play some football.
Right.
Right. Now, one other thing. In that time span, the Cleveland Browns have had 964 quarterbacks.
Right.
Most of them since, like, 1993.
And almost as many coaches.
Right. But they're going to win this week, baby.
Dude. If they go 0-16, do they have to fire Hugh Jackson? Can you imagine?
Who would ever work for them?
Only somebody desperate to be a head coach for the first time. There's no way they're going to get anybody with any kind of great qualifications, any kind of track record. Nobody.
I'd do it.
Yeah, you would.
Why don't
we
put our name in the hat?
Yeah, you'd do it. But
why don't we try? Why don't we try to get like Diva Lover? Why don't we try to get him in the running, get an interview for him?
I would like to see Chucky go there and see if he could do something with him.
Oh, right. He's not touching that.
Nope. Since the last time the Cubs won the World Series, 14 new baseball teams have been added to Major League Baseball.
Jesus.
In 1908, Cleveland did have a team, but they were called the Cleveland Naps.
The Naps?
Naps.
Like as in taking a nap?
Yep.
Well, then that explains a lot.
They added the Detroit Tigers, Chicago White Sox, Boston Red Sox, Pirates, Phillies, Reds, and Cardinals. Now, the Brooklyn Superbas.
The Superbas.
They were. They became the.
Sounds like a car.
I know. They became the Dodgers. They moved west and became the L.A. Dodgers.
The Nissan Superba for 1952.
The St. Louis Browns.
Right.
Became the Baltimore Orioles.
Right.
The Philadelphia Athletics moved to Oakland, and the Washington Senators became the Minnesota Twins.
And then they came back
as
the Washington Senators and became the Texas Rangers.
The New York Highlanders are now the Yankees.
There can be only one.
The New York Giants are the San Francisco Giants, and the Boston Doves became the Atlanta Braves.
The Doves. The freaking Doves.
So,
when they run around their bases, do their heads bob back and forth real fast? You know how you can catch them stealing real easy? You just throw some bread on the ground.
Well, anyway, pretty much, you know, a World Series for the Cubs, a win, would be like the best thing since sliced bread, which also did not exist in 1908. It was 20 years later that we started slicing bread.
There was no way there was a flush toilet back in those days. Tell you what, I would almost like to see? I'd like to see the Cubs win just so that they can get it off, but I would like to see the Cubs lose just so they don't, for one, and I would like to see the Indians win just for the Browns fans to have to deal with that.
I think they won't. I don't think the Cubs will win until they overcome their fears.
Their fears?
Yeah. I think they should do everything against any kind of you know, anything they might believe in, like the curse of the goat and all. They should have Steve Bartman throw out the first pitch.
Right. I think that he'll be sniped. You know, there's people that can see him from windows outside the stadium.
Then they're not overcoming their fears, John, and they're going to lose. They're going to lose.
Well, those are the things that make sports go round, Tom. Curses and shit like that.
That stupid goat. They wouldn't let that guy bring his goat into the game.
Right. I think it would be funny if they did let Bartman throw out the first pitch, and then they said, no hard feelings, Steve, and then he fucked the game up for him again in the ninth inning by getting in the way.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't care who wins, but it would be funny either way.
I know I won't be watching Game 5 Sunday night.
No, I won't be. But yeah, it's World Series or not, even if it's the Orioles, I'll watch it. But a baseball game is different than a football game. Football game, you got to watch the whole damn thing.
I would watch it, but the Cowboys were playing the Eagles. So
right.
I can't watch it. I'll watch it during commercials.
The Eagles, who whooped up on the Vikings last week.
Wow. So
I wouldn't sleep on them. You know, Schwartz is a damn good defensive coordinator.
I'm not sleeping on him, but that offensive line. That's the thing, man. That's the thing with Dallas. It all comes back to that offensive line, and I just watch them blow open these monster holes for Zeke, and when Dak drops back, he can sit there and fucking cook breakfast. Oh, I don't even want to hear it. That's all I heard from you in the beginning of the show.
That was Michael in the bathroom.
Kick is up, it's blocked.
Oh,
picked
God.
Up by Haley. Touchdown, Penn State! And the Nittany Lions electrify Beaver Stadium!
Electrifying Beaver Stadium is also what they used to call back in 1904 the vibrator that the doctor would use on your wife for hysteria.
That was something that happened before the Cubs won the World Series.
Yes. You'd send your wife to the doctor for hysterics, and he would basically just finger her.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a good point to leave it off, because as we know, there was no bras, so her tits were hanging way down into the, you know, there was no hygiene whatsoever back in those days.
Boy, John, times have changed.
They sure have changed. It's a good damn thing.
All right. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm the mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
At Tesco, we can pop our pasta in your Astra, our Red Leicester in your Fiesta, or our mayo in your Mondeo. All you need to do is try click and collect. Just go to Tesco.com, order your shopping, then click and collect. With the minimum basket spend now only £25. And if you fancy something a little more exotic, we can even put our pad thai in your cash kai. Try click and collect at Tesco.com. Every little helps. Selected larger stores, booking charge may apply. See online for full terms and conditions.